Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Got an interview today. I get a ton of interview requests. I know, humble brag. But I only interview my coaching clients and somebody who like reaches out with just the most amazing story. So happen to have one of both of those with me today. I'm going to bring out Roadhouse in just a second. You probably heard Roadhouse on my podcast. His name's Ryan Roadhamel, but we call him Roadhouse. He was a coaching client of mine, came on board right around this time last year. And we started working together, built the brand. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to quit my job. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, everybody says they're going to quit the job. No big deal. I love it. I think it's great. But I would never recommend anybody just quit their job. Well, what in the hell's going on around here? I checked out Roadhouse last week. My buddy Sam Kaplan, Samantha, who's our project manager here, who's working with Roadhouse we were working together, tells me quit his job. So I send an SOS text to my man. And I was like, hey, we got to come back on the show. What's going on? You quit your job in less than a year. We start working together. What's up? So Roadhouse, what is up?
Hey, Sam. Thanks for having me back on here again. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. What's going on? You quit your job, you crazy son of a gun. What's up, man? And you tell know, us what I've, you used to do. You don't got to give the name of the company. Tell us what you used to do in cubicle hell there.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard, you know, that I'm crazy from quite a few people, including myself. So I was a sales rep. For a cancer research company that make lab equipment for scientists and stuff like that. So I did that. You know, I was making decent money, especially for someone just a couple years out of college.
How much were you making?
I was with commission close to $80,000 a year.
80 grand. How old are you?
Yeah. 27.
Everybody hates you already. 27, making 80 grand, single, limited expenses. Oh my God, to be 27 again. I'm almost twice your age, dude. Go ahead. It's not about me. It's about the listeners. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was making decent money. The only thing I really had to pay off was my rent and then student loans, of course. So I was doing that and, you know, I liked the job and all. It's not like it was a bad place to work or anything like that. But the past couple of years, I just got to the point where I couldn't stand being there. I hated sitting at a cubicle every day being told what to do and things like that. And it wasn't something I was passionate about anymore. I had a bunch of people telling me that I didn't look happy walking around whenever I was like, all right, I thought I was happy.
And you're happy too. That's never, I mean, you're a happy guy.
I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, you're a cool guy. You live in Indiana, you know, you're a small town USA. You're a happy dude.
Exactly. And I always tried to be, you know, like the friendly face at the office and all that, walk around, say hey to everybody, because I didn't want to be another zombie walking around like you see at corporate America.
Yeah.
And basically, after I heard that, I was like, okay, something's got to be wrong. And that's when I found your podcast. And I listened to it for 6-7 months or so. And I finally was like, all right, screw it. I'm going to send them a message and see if we can hop on a call and do your coaching program. So that's kind of where it all got started. And, you know, 6 months later, I had Roadhouse Workout started. And
yeah.
Kept trying to grow it and then finally quit.
So what was tugging at you, man? Because you launched a podcast, you put your fitness program together. Those of you that don't know, Ryan's a great guy, man. I probably were more friends now than we are, you know, client protege type thing. So we're just buddies, text and chat and see what's going on. But you know, you started out, we got the first thing we do, we get your podcast out there so you can start sharing what it is. And you're a fitness guy, man. You're a health, exercise, fitness dude, right? I mean, at your core, that's what you want to do, right?
Exactly. There's really nothing else I'd rather do in life. So yeah. It's the one thing I enjoy and I'm super passionate about. So yeah, basically you helped me figure out how I need to make it all happen. And now I'm not working at corporate America anymore.
Not making 80 grand, but there had to be something tugging at you that happens to everybody. And I mean, 100% of the people, when you start going down that road of your passion, like what you really dialed in. You're a fitness nutrition. When you came to Cincinnati, we grabbed lunch and I was interrogating you like a hostage at the time. And, you know, I was like, can't be that easy, Roadhouse. Can't be that. You're like, oh no, man, just eat a lot of protein, go to the gym and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude. And I think I said this like more than I joke around, like, I hate you. Just, I hate you. It's not that simple, but it is that simple. But I'll get to that in a second. The mindset. You're pursuing your passion, but you're stuck in a job. It's this tug of war that everybody goes through. And at some point, something's going to win. Either you're going to go back to default and settle, you know, in that job that you don't like, or you're going to go for this thing and have a lot of faith. And it looks like faith won, man, and fear lost so far in this journey of yours, man.
It really did. And I was sitting there, and it's all about mindset. Everything in life's about mindset. Even working out's about mindset. But I'm sitting there at work, and I lost my motivation and my mindset while I was sitting there at work. And I'm like, I can't do this for another 40 years. I can't just sit behind a cubicle like this. And it was driving me nuts. Like, if I spent one more day there, I was going to go and, you know, certify me insane.
Yeah.
And I finally just decided, all right, you know, I want to figure out what it is that I want to do for the rest of my life. And that's when, you know, we discovered Roadhouse Workout. And that actually drove me and kept me motivated while I was still working.
Yeah.
I gained some motivation back. Like, all right, I'm going to save up as much money as I can for this day whenever I quit. And basically that's what I did for a year. Once you and I started working together, I was just saving money and hardly spending anything at all.
Yeah.
And just putting money into the bank account and getting myself ready to quit. So that way I could take this over full time and really try to give it 110% of my effort.
So what is it?
That's what happened.
I mean, tell everybody what you do. I mean, what is it that you do now with your Roadhouse Fitness workout? What is it?
Yeah. So it's a 90-day coaching program. And basically what it is I help people get into the correct mindset with working out. So I have a 3-step system. It's mindset, nutrition, exercise, in that order of importance as well. So if you're wanting to lose weight or put on muscle, whatever it is, you got to be in the right mindset first. Mindset kind of equals into the two other things.
Yeah.
So what it is I help people identify achievable goals, not long-term, short-term, because the more goals you reach, the more motivated you stay. That's just a given. So
yeah.
Basically what we do is we set up goals, keep people motivated to keep working out. And if you're in the right mindset, you'll start making better choices on your food instead of saying, okay, you know, there's a fast food restaurant over here, I don't need to cook tonight. Well, if you're in the right mindset, you're like, okay, I'm going to make this meal because I don't need to eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, that, and then once the nutrition falls into place, the easy part's actually going to the gym and working out for 30, 40 minutes a day.
Yeah.
So that's what it is helping people achieve their fittest body that they want.
Do you have to go to the gym, dude? Or can you do anything, this stuff at home?
I prefer the gym. I mean, I have two programs. You can do one at home, but I think, you know, if you got the couch sitting there staring at you, it's kind of hard to work out.
You know, there's something to be said getting out of that. I was just talking to a guy, George, great guy, listens to the podcast, really cool dude. I hope he comes on board as a client, but we just set up a call. He's in Norway. And, we were talking about that exact same thing just now. Funny mention, an hour ago, I just hung up the phone with him and we were talking about working from home versus getting out of that space. Because the good news is we work from home. The bad news is we work from home. You got the remote control, you got the refrigerator, you got, you know, the laundry, you can start folding, anything to get you to not do what it is you want to do, including working out. So it's funny you mention that, because when you're at the gym, I don't want to go to the gym. But when I'm at the gym, I want to get the hell out of there. And if I don't start working out, I can't get out of there. So it motivates me in a like double or triple way that I don't want to be there. But once I'm there, I want to be there. But I also want to get out of there because I want to get back home and go to work or get my kids to school, whatever it is. So it does, getting you out of that constant environment at home where it just feels like you're looking at the same four walls every time. Hey, quick plug for you, man. Listeners to the show, how can they get in touch with you if they just wanted to talk to you about, we're coming up on right now, we're recording the show in September of 2019. We're getting into that. Oh, that, like, the days are shorter here in the U.S., but you can train anybody around the world because you do it virtually anyway. So it's Roadhouse will hold you accountable. You can pick one of his three programs. He didn't even ask me. I almost lost my microphone. He didn't even ask me to do this, but we're going to do it. Hold on. Built-in mic. Let me get this dial in my mic here, man, for a second.
No worries.
You didn't ask me to do this, but first of all, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah. So there's three main ways that you can get a hold of me. And so the main one is going to be the website, which is roadhouseworkout.com. And that's spelled like my name, R-H-O-D-E HOUSE, and then workout, all one word, .com. Or you can go to my Instagram page, which is at road underscore house. Again, road is spelled like my name, RHODE underscore HOUSE. And give me a follow or shoot me a DM on there. And recently I opened up my phone number for people as well, send me text messages. So
cool.
You text can even send me a text.
Send the guy a text message. See if he'll answer. Oh, that's awesome, dude. Are you gonna give are you gonna give your number on this podcast, or you want him to contact you online?
Yeah, no, I'll put my number out there. It's 765-335-6944. So you can shoot me a text. I'll respond by text as well.
What is it again? Go slower. Slow it up.
Sorry about that. It's
765-335-6944. Dude, 15 years. I've never had anybody give their cell phone on my podcast. You're crazy.
personal number right there. So you can shoot me a text if you want.
And so I'm also, not only did I put Roadhouse on the spot, I'm also going to say, if you mention this podcast, hook them up, man. Give them a discount of some sort. Take care of them, whether it's a extra week or an extra call or something like that, man. Lower the price by 10%, something, you know.
I can do that.
For our podcast.
Since you asked so nicely, I guess I can do that.
All right. So, hey, I want to shift in. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. I want to shift to, now that you don't have a job, you don't have that commute back and forth, you're not trapped in the cubicle cemetery that everybody gets trapped in. What's it like being able to think of different ways to make money while you're building out your brand? Because you're not a millionaire yet. You're building this thing out, you know? This is so awesome to have this podcast, because you're exactly the individual who I work with. You're building the brand right now. What's it like having free time to think and grow rich, for lack of a better word?
I like the little book plug you did there. That was nice.
Yeah.
No, it's incredible. Actually, it's crazy what you can do with the time that you have whenever you're not working somewhere. You know, I would recommend that anybody, you know, if financially you're ready to quit and you're able to have that safety net of money that you built up over time, that you could just quit and try to figure things out. But I mean, if you're not financially there, not able to do that, then don't do it by any means. But whenever I quit at first, you know, I felt like I was going to throw up, because I think everyone goes through that phase of like, oh my God, I quit. I don't have a job anymore.
What was it like? How'd you quit?
Step it up.
How'd you tell me quit?
So I had waited over the weekend, thought about it, like made a decision that I was going to do it on this week. And I had told a few people that I was close friends with that I was going to do it, my parents. And I just walked in, set up a meeting with HR and my boss, and quit. I didn't put in a 2 weeks notice or anything.
Oh my God.
And a lot of people from manager, people that I used to work with, told me like, wish me the best and work out for me. So, you know, hardly anybody actually called to, you know, put me down and things like that, which is very surprising. So that happened, and it actually worked out nicely. And my mom told her I didn't put in my 2 weeks notice, and she said, "What the hell?"
Like, nice.
Oh yeah, 2 weeks notice.
Nice.
So
hey, let's do this. Hey, we're doing this on a Zoom call, this interview. Stop the video portion because it's freezing up. We caught bits and pieces of what you said there. Turn the video portion off so we could just get your audio. And those people that are listening, we're doing this on a Zoom call, so we're doing a Zoom video call. That's freezing up a little bit on our end. So when you told your boss that you quit, and did he offer you to stay? Was it any situation, you know, like, oh, please don't quit? Or was he like, wow, okay, what was that like?
Kind of speechless. They didn't see it coming, but at the same time, the last 2 years, I told him what for career-wise, and it never happened. So a lot of the other people on the team that knew me said that they saw it coming and things like that. So I don't think it should have been a surprise to anybody that I did quit.
Yep.
They did ask, you know, is there anything we can do with your work schedule to free up your time so you can do both at the same time? And I said, no, I'd rather go off and try to do this on my own. So,
wow. So
basically, that's how it ended.
So getting back to what we're talking about, you got all this free time. What are you doing with your free time besides building your brand? Different ideas that pop into your mind that you were telling me about this week, dude. I think it's hilarious the different ways we find to make money when you got to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 on a month, and now you got all this free time. What are you doing?
There's so many ways to make money. And you talk about it all the time. I also listen to Gary Vee's podcast, and he talks about it all the time. He goes garage sailing and stuff like that. And what I did, like almost immediately after quitting, is that I hopped on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, the Nextdoor app, and started looking for things I could buy and resell. Most of the time it's been bikes. I've been buying and reselling bikes.
Bicycles.
Yeah, bicycles. And they're actually a hot commodity right now.
Wow.
But as summer's ending, they're going to probably start slowing down, I'm guessing. So I'm going to stop doing bikes. But I was buying bikes for, you know, $50, turning around and flipping them for $200, you know, within a week. So, I mean, I was making about $500 right there a week doing that.
Flipping bicycles on Facebook Marketplace. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard and the most genius at the same time.
Yeah. No, it's
stupidly
simple. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's all seasonal. So you just find out what's big in that season. So like bikes, as it's getting colder, are going to be a big thing. So you find the next thing to buy. Throughout summer and spring, though, bikes.
What's the fastest you flip the bike? Same day? Anything?
Next day.
So you go, you look at a bike on Facebook Marketplace, you buy it for $50, you put it back on Marketplace the next day, and you actually sell it for more. That's crazy, man. That's hilarious.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people have them. They've just been sitting around the garage not using it. And they'll have it listed for like $100 and I'll message them and say $50 cash and I'll come pick it up tonight. And they're like, okay, they just want it out of their garage basically. So I'll go pick it up and then turn around. Pick, you know, if I have to shine it up or whatever, replace the chain, I'll do that and then post it back on Facebook.
See, people ask me all the time, they're like, dude, I got to replace. I mean, I've got a financial runway of maybe 3 or 5 months before my money runs out, but I really want to go for this. How can I make money? I'm like, oh my God, once you quit that job, then you free up at least minimum extra 3 hours a day, minimum, without the commute. And that's not even counting all the time, the 8 hours at work that you don't have to do anymore. You free up so much time that if you really focus and you think about how much time you spend focusing on stuff that doesn't matter, and now that you can actually focus, I mean, you're looking at cars now, right? I mean, that's right.
Yeah, looking at cars now. I've been and checked out too. So every morning I'll hop on Craigslist, you know, and all these other sites to look for cars that might be a good deal for flipping. So I'll check once in the morning, once again at night. And each day I find a car that it looks like, you know, has potential. So I'll go look at them. And if there's seems to be mechanical problems with it, I won't buy it. But I found one last night that I'm going to go check out next week because they're out of town that they have listed for $1,800. I'm going to see if I can get it for $1,300 cash. And basically that car, that exact car, if you Kelley Blue Book it, on average resales for about $4,000. So that's a quick $3,000 in a flip right there.
Yeah. And those would not be available if you were going to a job. They're still available, but not to the person who's distracted by going to this crazy place every single day. And, you know, they just don't have time to focus and make any money. I mean, look, making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 a month is so easy if you're willing to put in an hour a day. I mean, literally just an hour a day. That's 7 hours a week of focus time to easily make another $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And I'm not even that guy. I'm not even the guy that, you know, talks about, you know, get rich quick and all that, but you really can, right?
You definitely can. And, you know, I could care less to get rich. I mean, I just want to, you know, basically be happy. But at the same time, you know, everyone still needs to make money. So in the meantime, until things really start taking off with the workout program and all that, I've just been finding other ways to make money. I have a few business ideas. I actually am meeting with Indiana Small Business Development Center, which is a free place that anyone can go to. If you have, you know, like a business idea and stuff like that, you can go there. And basically they will provide you information on like, you know, the cost to do it. So, I'm actually meeting up with them next week for a business idea that I have just to, you know, try to see if it would work or not. So just things like that. I mean, there's ways to do stuff. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of money to be able to start something up.
And what now with your speaking and your coaching and also you have something coming up with the NCAA, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of cool how things are working out. So I've been doing what you talk about is going to speak at places for free. That's a real thing. A lot of people, you know, I never expected that to be a real thing, but I'm getting on LinkedIn and messaging all these companies like HR people from different companies and asking if I can go speak there for free. So in October, I'm set up to do a lunch and learn at the NCAA headquarters here in Indianapolis. And basically going to go there and talk about nutrition and exercise and mindset and show people how to develop their own meal plan and offer a free week of coaching each person.
Love it. That's perfect. Right there. Speak for free, but you get paid handsomely because you'll offer a free week of coaching, which turns into X number of paid clients, which then turns into referrals, all because you reached out to speak about what you're super passionate about. Did you ever think a year ago you'd be speaking at the NCAA?
I never thought in a lifetime I'd be doing this.
Right.
I always thought I'd be working for the man, you know, so here I am.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you sound so much happier. You just sound like, you know, you've always been a great guy, happy guy, but now you're a guy with a purpose. So, and a person who's got a purpose in life, man. Oh, wow. Does that just shine through? I mean, you're going to go crush it at that presentation. And I would tell everybody, speak for free. You have to speak for free. Nobody gets paid to speak right away. So go speak for free. Offer your lead magnet, which could be your ebook, your audio, your video to somebody. Get everybody's email address while you're there. Get their cell phone if you can and follow up with them with some incredible ethical bribe to when they can start getting dipped into your message, man. So I love it, man. I love everything about it, from, you know, flipping cars and bikes to still, you know, speaking for free and now working that into your message and continuing to build out your podcast and your Roadhouse Fitness program. You're on fire, man. I mean, all this in less than a year. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, less than a year. It's great. I mean, I basically saved up enough money to where I could go nearly a year without making a dime and be okay. So every dollar I make now just prolongs the amount of time I have to go without working for somebody else. So that was the plan all along, was doing that. And it's finally happening. And it's weird to think about. And, you know, sitting here every day and not having to go through rush hour and the amount of money I'm saving, not driving my car, no miles being put on it hardly. I mean, I probably go, you know, 3 miles in a week. Yeah. I started riding bikes to and from the gym now and everything. So it's all working out. And I know not everything's going to go as planned. So, you know, I've prepared myself for that mentally and, you know, financially as well. So hopefully things do pan out. And if they don't, you know, you just roll with the punches and you end up back where you were. I mean, you know, you went through a similar thing where you went bankrupt and you ended back where you were. So, I mean, things happen.
Sun still came up. It doesn't matter. I mean, I was bankrupt, but the sun still came up. And I think you're right. Not everything's going to go as planned, but then you're going to get some windfalls that you didn't see coming either. You're going to get somebody that reaches out of the blue. You're going to have somebody who contacts you. You're going to get a client here or there. You're going to get a big sale. I mean, just as many good things are going to happen that you don't even know about yet than are not, simply because you're stepping out in faith. Like I said, you had a big tug of war, faith versus fear, faith versus fear. Faith wins out. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you get this instant lottery ticket. It means now you're on the road to your purpose, dude. And I'm telling you that, to me, you want my opinion? That's what life's all about. Life is way too short to not go after your purpose.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, just a word of advice that I've learned, because I've already taken a few, is, you know, you're going to have some losses every now and then. So don't get discouraged by it. Just take that as an opportunity to keep growing and motivate you. So, I mean, you know, I've had people tell me no. I've had people not show up to calls and things like that, which happens, you know, 50% of the time. But, you know, you just keep going. Just keep going with it and keep pushing forward. So it's something that, you know, we're all going to experience if you want to be passionate about something and chase your dream.
That's right, baby. I can't say it better. Great place to end it right there. Roadhouse quit his job. I had to catch up with him. And figure out what in the heck was going on. I love it, dude. Check out Roadhouse's fitness podcast. Roadhouse is R-H-O-D-E-H-O-U-S-E. Roadhouse, R-H-O-D-E. And check out his fitness podcast. Connect with him online and the number he gave to text him. That's crazy in and of itself to get a hold of him. And Roadhouse, man, it's great to catch up with you. I know we're going to stay in touch, but it's great to hear it on the podcast how things have gone just in 1 year. I can't imagine when we check back with you next year what's going to happen, man. Congrats on all your success.
I appreciate it. Hopefully next time that we check back up, I have even better stories to tell you.
Oh, I know you will, because I know you're a go-getter and you got all this free time. You're not just sitting around. You're literally creating dollars out of absolutely nowhere right now and adding tons of value. I know when we check back with you 6 months, 12 months from now, you're going to be at a completely different level, man. Congrats.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to it as well.
All right. Hey, it's Ryan Roadhamel from the Roadhouse Fitness Podcast on iTunes. You can check him out there. And it's Sam Crowley. If you want to become a client or just talk about what it is you're passionate about, you can be the next Roadhouse. Make sure you go to launchwithsam.com. Launch with Sam.com. I'll call you from my cell phone, just like I did with Roadhouse, and would love to have you be the next success story. It can happen for you. It absolutely can. All right. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Have the best day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.